Our school prayer focus for the end of this challenge is the Christian schools, pre-K through colleges. Did you know the first Christian school was the Boston Latin School in 1635? Most Christian schools emphasize literacy to read the Bible. Today, the top reasons parents choose the schools over public schools are core values and beliefs, academic excellence, the safer environment, and a community sense. They often integrate faith and learning, teachings based on the Bible, prayer and worship, development of virtues such as honesty, kindness, and respect. The institutions encourage community service and social responsibility. Discipline and behavior management are typically based on Christian perspectives and principles of love, forgiveness, and redemption. Many have a strong emphasis on family involvement and partnership in the student's education. The environment is usually safe and supportive. Safety is a major concern for all parents nationwide, shown due to the surge in school violence, bullying both in class and online, and the greater aggression shown in classrooms. Join us in praying today for the Christian schools in our county. And if you ever drive by one of them, send up a prayer. Father, we praise you for all that you are doing on campuses that are Christian campuses through Christian students, Christian educators, Christian faculty, Christian administration, and even through Christian parents. We ask that you will strengthen each of them in their faith in Christ, that they would be wise and serve others around them. We ask that all the students at these schools would be protected and safe. Put a hedge of protection around each one. May your angels guard every doorpost. We pray that everyone on campus would have the opportunity to hear the gospel and clearly understand how to put their trust in Jesus. That students, parents, faculty, everyone involved would come to know Christ personally, and a spiritual movement would grow on campus. That the students and teachers would minister to students who have physical, emotional, and family needs, for unity on the campus among the Christians, and together they would reach out to others. For an atmosphere of respect and unity on the campus, socially and racially. For every student to be able to pray regularly for their schools. We pray that families will pray for their schools. Parents will pray with their students for their schools. We thank you for the many educators who honor God with their lives and faith. We ask God that you would grant them wisdom, and to the administrators, teachers, and school board members making God-honoring decisions, that all school staff, including the assistants, cooks, bus drivers, maintenance personnel, all the support staff would be encouraged in their work and would do it as unto you. That school educators would experience the love and concern of Christ through Christian students and adults. And if they don't know you, to come to know you. We praise you, God, for the parents who are praying for their children and for the youth leaders who invest daily in teens across the schools. We pray that the families in the community would be restored by putting their faith in Christ, for wisdom for parents as they raise and guide their children, that youth leaders will be faithful and fruitful in the good work they do with the youth, and that the youth leaders from the churches and organizations would unite and reach out to every student by starting by praying, caring, and advancing the good news of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for these schools. We pray that they will continue to have favor with the government and still be able to run their institutions without any harm or any issues with finances. We pray for creative ways that they can do that. And God, we just pray you would bless every school, and we pray that they grow in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for each of them.